Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, cuz.
Hello, legends, and welcome back to another episode of the Lads Podcast. My name's Barney, and I'm here with a fucking awesomely good mate, Stiffy. How are you, Stiffy?
Hey, Barney. Fuck yeah. We're back again, mate, for another potty. Fuck yeah. We're going to get into it. Of course, the Lads Podcast. We're all about lifestyle adventures and some good old cracking daily stories. That's what Lads stands for. Just the two of us enjoying a few tins, so hang the fuck on while we give you a grin. Fucking hell, I'm thirsty, mate.
Mate, let me go to the fridge and actually get one out. Actually, I need to get a bit more organised and fucking stop walking over here and go.
So. Oh, no, but anyway, you've got to go to the fridge. But
got out.
Righto. Fuck, I didn't get the WD-40 on those fucking hinges again.
Which one do you want, left hand or right hand?
Give me the left hand, mate. What is it?
It's a James Squire ginger beer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we've had these before on the show. Yeah, they are fucking great.
These are pretty good, actually. I think I'm going to dust the cobwebs off these ones. So they've been a while, so.
Well, I'll do mine. Yeah, fuck, there we go. Righto. Mate, the longer you drag that out, the better it sounds. Fucking cheers, mate.
Up your bum.
There you go. Fucking oath. Get into it. Up your bum. Go the fucking gingery. I have a swig of that.
Mate, what's been going on?
Mate, it's just another start into a fucking another busy week. Busy weekend, I should say. It's all cracking along. First of all, guys, we've got some good feedback from our previous potties, so thank you very much. And we're starting to see our stats grow again. It's good to see that people are hitting the like and subscribe button. So make sure you do that. That's how we're going to grow this potty, especially if you're loving what your ear holes are listening to. So again, our new lads. Chat line or rant line that you guys want to use. It's theladspotty@gmail.com. It's getting pretty peppered, so it's good to see. We're getting some good yarns come through, which is good. Just keep it to the three minute max mark, and we're good to go. So, mate, yeah, this weekend's pretty crazy.
What do you got going on this weekend?
Well, I tell you what. I should mention about is our couple of potties ago. When Justin was on, Justin Rod, he drove. So this weekend is actually the next round that the boys were going to go racing, and I was supposed to be there too. But I've just had a bit going on too much this week and this weekend. So it's all about balance, right? Life is all about balance. Whether it's work, play, you know, we all want to work hard to play hard. Yep. And just with this particular month, I guess I just need to keep that balance right. So I've stayed home, and I think I mentioned that in the potty with Justin. So, mate, he drove all the way back out to Alice Springs, got there in 2 days. They had a couple of drivers, of course, and whacked on the new axles, fixed the diff in the race car, and then did the big drive down to Mildura and dropped off the co-driver, which is Jimmy, and picked up the boys. So Levi and Mikey, they flew down. So that happened yesterday. And then they drove from Mildura up to Hilston where the race is today. Oh, well, this weekend. So the boys rang me. They were at the track doing the reconnaissance this afternoon, which of course is to do reconnaissance is just a sighting lap, of course, of the racetrack, where they actually take the GPS out of the race buggy and go in the car, because you've got to be in a because you've got to be in a registered vehicle for the reconnaissance lap, because you do cross. Now, I haven't been to the gap one, but you normally cross a few roads that are, you know, you have to be registered. So you take your drive car.
Yep.
So the boys are doing that today.
So Levi will actually sit there with that GPS and actually start to mark the corners?
Yeah, correct. So pretty much you go out, you drive the Justin just drives so that he can familiarise himself with, you know, what the track even looks like. And Levi will plot the course on the GPS by recording where they're actually just been, you know. So, and then, of course...
Let's paint a picture for the actual listeners. So,
yeah.
Even for me, so as you're going along, so there's a corner, is it 90 degrees right?
Yep.
Is that sort of the information you're punching into this GPS?
Or? No, because it's the black line that you're recording, like as you drive, it's the same as, you know, when you go out fishing and you do a drift and you record that drift like a line,
yep.
And then you might want to start back on that line. So it's because we use the Lowrance Elite 9, it's kind of like a GPS for fishing and stuff like that. So when you record where you're going, you're recording a black
picture.
It's drawing the black wiggly yep. line. So you don't need to put in things like sharp left or sharp right, because the drawing in front of you and where you've just driven shows you where you've driven.
Yep.
So it's actually painting the picture on the road of the tracking or the GPS line.
Yep.
Okay. So
it's up to you then as a storyteller to tell the story of what's happening.
So the black line actually, yep. you know, if the black line is turning left or turning right, you're calling yep. that. If it's going into a horseshoe or back on itself. So you don't have to put notes down about how the track looks like. Really, you're just putting notes down on things that you want to be aware of. Okay, so maybe there is a tight fence line or a tight gate, and it comes to a pinch point where you want to be, hey, we want to make sure we don't hit that.
Yep.
Or a big tree or a gully or a dip or a washout.
Yep.
You know, the things that when you're going flat out and it could be dusty, you want to, and you've got to remember, these laps can be up to 80 kilometres, and like Pooncarry was 105, 110 kilometre laps. So there's a lot of cautions that you want to put in so that you know it's coming up. You know, it might just be yeah. a round. Sometimes you go through properties to properties to properties, and you come through a tight gate, and you know, you don't. The last thing you want to do is take out old mate's fence line, right? Because they've got cattle,
yeah.
And realistically, the race will not happen again next year if we damage property and damage the fence line. So, you know, you don't want to do any damage to the property or the infrastructure, but at the same time, you don't want to damage the car because then you're out of the race. You rip a wheel off by hitting a fence post. So you're putting in cautions of, okay, what do I as a navigator or co-driver, what type of information does the driver need to know and what's coming up the road? Yeah. So that's what Levi would have done today, punched in some cautions, put some notes down, and there might be a section where he will put some green ticks. Like we use different notes to, all right, I've got a green tick here. That means I can hold the thing flat out, like just pin it. It's a section where you can just open the thing right up. So things like that, because, you know, when you do reconnaissance today, you're not actually racing that till tomorrow afternoon. And you're not going to remember.
There's quite a few buggies too that sort of gone through, or race cars.
So the boys are doing that today. So, mate, it's a race weekend this weekend. So I'm looking forward to seeing how the lads go.
Absolutely. Actually, we're going to have we got Saturday?
Sunday we'll catch up. And we will definitely plug into it, because it's all live streamed. Of course, we've mentioned this before, where it's all live streamed on YouTube. So we'll be able to see them. And of course, the rallies are. The Rally Safe app.
Yeah, the Rally Safe app is really good, so get amongst that. And car 627, if you want to have a look at that.
Car 627.
Well, actually, this episode won't be out until they'll be home.
Well, correct. It's actually happened a week ago now.
sorry about that, guys.
That's all right, but that's what's happening right now in our lives, you know, and that's what it's all about. So, mates, it's going to be a crazy weekend. Yeah. What about you?
Mate, just got the in-laws over at the moment. So shout out the in-laws. They're good people, mate. So like a lot of people say, oh, fucking in-laws. But yeah, my in-laws are actually really good. So Russ and I normally go down to the shed and have a few tins. And he said to me, because we bought these chairs that we're sitting on, Steve, actually. You can't see them yet.
Yeah. And how good are they?
We are all about recycling, and these chairs are 100% recyclable. So you'll see them in the up and comings. But Russ said, because I was digging these old chairs out, and he said, what are you going to sell them, are you? And I said, no, you're going to use it for the podcast. He said, what's a podcast?
Is that what he said?
Yeah, he said, what's a podcast? So I had to go through the whole thing of, so Russ and I have done a lot of kilometres together. So good mate. He's a good mate. That's what I can sort of say. He said, so I said, look, I'll fucking just put it on. It's just fucking a couple of mates sitting around fucking talking and drinking piss. He said, so it's what we do.
Yeah.
I said, 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
So I put a couple on, and it was one about the where I lost the trailer.
Oh, yeah.
The big trailer. And he goes, that's not all you've lost.
Oh.
I'm just going, what do you mean? He said, remember the ute? And I went, yes, I fucking do. So he's jogged the memory. The lost ute fucking story.
So. Okay, right. Well, fill me in. You've lost the trail, and now you've, how do you forget you've lost the ute? Anyway, you did.
It wasn't actually, it was, anyway, so this is how it's happened. So I'm going to paint a picture.
Please.
Bean Lee.
Yep.
Levi Hamilton off-road crew.
Oh, sorry, guys. Let's this is really good. Now, can Levi, can you hear me? Oh, okay. Well, mate, I'm going to call you back because I'm...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Can't hear Levi.
No, I can't hear him either. But I'm just doing a potty. I'll call you back. Text me if it's important, Russ. All right, sorry.
fucking love it.
Anyway, keep going.
Yeah, so jog the memory. So this is going back quite a few years ago when we had the business with the crane truck hire business. And so I used to write all the bookings in a book. So you'd be driving around town and fucking someone would ring and you'd pull over on the side of the road. So Bean Lee, you know, where the skate park is.
Oh, yeah, where the park is. Yep. Yeah.
And the little creek and then there. So,
yep.
So I pulled over and customers rang and I was fucking writing down the book, fucking what he wanted and all the rest of it.
Yep.
And we got talking about fucking life and shit like that. So, and the book was in the back of the ute and I'm fucking writing down on the back of that and I'm sort of walking around. So as soon as I get on the mobile phone, I'm a walker. I can't fucking stand still. I start
walking.
Start marching around. And anyway.
Makes yourself look busy then too, doesn't it?
It must be. I don't know. It's like my exercise program anyway. Yep. So fucking walking around. And it was probably about 10, 15 minutes, I reckon, we were probably on the phone for. And come back over and went, fuck is my ute? Look, it's fucking gone.
Your ute's gone.
Mm. And in between this phone call, so I'm sort of halfway through the phone call, and I remember someone like fucking honking on the horn, like, fucking.
Yeah, right.
Someone's fucking upset about something. Well, it was my fucking ute.
What, roll?
It had rolled. So I've been sitting there and I'd written in the back of the ute with my black book that's got all the bookings. So this is how we do the billing. This is fucking back before we fucking doing the computers and shit. So it's in the back of the ute and I've fucking marched off and I reckon it was probably, it might have been 30 seconds. Next thing, fucking held on. I didn't pay any attention, sort of hung up and fucking walked back over to where the ute was.
Yep.
It's rolled across two lanes of fucking
traffic. Fucking hell.
Two lanes of fucking traffic. Through a park. and into a creek.
Oh, it did. It went in.
It went into the creek.
So oh, fuck.
Sort of, it was level, so the back. So I had a couple of jerry cans in there too that floated around in the fucking creek.
Oh, this is gold.
And so the water's... So, but there's people lined up on top of the bridge and fucking ready to dive in. There's someone in there. There's someone in there. And I'm going, fucking, I'm fucking good. It's all fucking good. So the jerry cans are in there because I was more concerned about the book. So I'm fucking running in there. And that's why they thought there was some cunt in the fucking thing. They said, oh, well,
yeah, yeah.
There's people ready to dive off this bridge to fucking save someone. I'm just trying to save this fucking book. But yeah, she's submerged, so you can sort of imagine. So the whole car wasn't under, but so the back of the tray was right under, and the water was up sort of halfway through the steering wheel and across the dash. So she was it fucked it pretty much.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It was still running. It was a diesel, so it was still running. So the air filter and that wasn't quite under, but it was embarrassing because the missus had to, she was elsewhere, so she couldn't save me. So I had to get the neighbour.
Oh,
and shout out to Shano.
Yeah,
she come and rescued me for that. But so obviously I had to get a tow truck and that. But so she just took me home after that. And
oh, that's hilarious!
Never lived me
the fucking
never lived it down. So yeah, so shout out to Russ. Thanks for jogging that memory.
I tell you what. As soon as you started this story, it's I've got to tell you something. I've got to tell you something. It happened on Fraser Island. Now, last potty we talked a lot about Fraser Island. This is a Fraser Island fucking story, right? So, Happy Valley?
Yep.
Sorry, you're wrong. Sorry. No, you're right. You're wrong. So, I've got a lot of Fraser Island stories. So, we're at Yerong. So, we went, it was lunchtime. We're like, fuck, I'm hungry. Let's go up to the bakery, right? So, you drive across the grid and you got the servo on the left.
Yep.
So, instead of going up, so pretty much on the, where the servo is, when you drive in, you got the servo on the left. Imagine parking up against the trees on the right hand side before you go around the corner, right?
Yep.
And it's nearly up towards the bakery. So we've all parked up. And I think actually we've all parked in different areas, but a mate of mine, Junior, and you know Junior.
I do know Junior. He's Rob, a fucking good lad.
Yep. He's parked up where I'm describing, like across from the fucking servo. Anyway, so we've all jumped out. We're all walking towards the bakery and we don't even make it to the bakery and we hear someone in the background yell out, and this is the only thing we heard, run away, right? The words run away. So we've all just turned around and we see Junior's cruiser. He's in a cruiser fucking rolling down the, it's not much of a it's not much of a hill, but it's rolling backwards, right? To back towards the beach. But you know, the beach is a long way away. And Junior is fucking, he's got pluggers on and he is off, mate. I tell you what, the only time I've seen Junior run as fast as that boy ran, and the pluggers had fucking, you know, it looked like it had smoke coming off the pluggers because obviously it's bitumen there, but there's sand.
Yeah.
So he was flicking sand up as he ran. So you imagine someone running as fast as they fucking possibly can, sand fucking flicking up. It looked like he had smoke peeling off these pluggers and he's fucking off after this cruiser. I don't know what he was going to try and do, but anyway, we're all just standing there fucking pissing ourselves laughing and Junior's fucking off. Anyway, the cruiser went fucking straight into a tree, you know, like it reversed into it, really backed into a tree. And the poor, and Junior's just, he's just jumped straight in the cruiser, fucking floored it back up to where it was, ripped the handbrake on, jumped out and started walking across the road like nothing happened.
Fucking Junior.
Fucking funny, man.
He's a funny guy.
The fucking way he ran,
yeah,
mate, it just cracked us all up.
He nearly would look like bloody Fred Flintstone.
Dude, it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Fucking pretty funny.
Yeah.
Oh, so, mate, we've been talking about our rant line, our chat line a bit.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to play a few.
You've got a few?
I've got a few tonight. Let's play.
I'm not privy to these bloody emails. So
no, you haven't heard these
actually,
yet.
Actually, yeah. Let's. You're going to hit a few up?
Oh, we're just going to get straight into it, I guess. Okay. I don't have a little jingle to get into it, but we're just this episode, we're just going to get straight into it. So, these are some callers that have sent in a voice message to the Lads Potty email address, which is theladspotty@gmail.com. And we're just going to dive straight into it. Here's the first one. You ready?
Yep.
G'day, lads. Dirty Mick from Melbourne here.
Got a true story for you. True story. Righto.
Hey, Mick.
Dirty Mick. Hey,
living
buddy.
Years ago, living in a share house with two or three other blokes. One of the blokes pulls this mole out of a nightclub and brings her home, and she's heaps older, you know. It's a young bloke, you're just keen as the an old one. So he drags this old Sheila back to our camp, and anyway, he roots her and that. And lo and behold, 2 days later, she rolls up knocking at the door. Anyway, she's like, can I come in? And she's all friendly, sitting down chatting with us, and next thing you know, can I clean your house? We're like, yeah, no worries. Anyway, about the second visit, she cleans the house, comes in, puts the kettle on, buries her head in the cushions on the couch, pulls her skirt up and lets us all have a go. Anyway, the story goes on and, you know, she kept coming around. Well, there were blokes catching trains to come in to it. It was unbelievable. You know, I was a young bloke getting all this free motor. And
free motor.
Anyway, this one day I walk past, she's got her head buried in the cushions on the couch and her ass is poking out. I thought, oh, yeah, I'll jump on for a minute. So I go, you know, get down on my hands and knees and I drop the hammer out and I look down there and I think, what the fuck is that hanging out of her ass?
Oh, no.
That is fucking bizarre. I've never seen anything like it. Anyway, I start poking around there and I think, fuck me, dead. I grab on the end of it and I pull it out of her bum and it was a fucking chicken bone. One of the boys had been eating KFC eating a drumstick and he'd finished the drumstick and wedged it in her freckle. Couldn't believe it anyway. There you go, fellas, a little story for you. It's a true story. See ya.
Holy fucking hell.
Dirty Mick.
Dirty Mick.
Fucking tears.
Oh, I'll tell you what, that for our first call-in, Dirty Mick, holy...
can we play that shit or not?
I don't know, but how do we unpack that?
Obviously by pulling it out. Did he pull it out?
He said he pulled it out. He said it was a fucking KFC.
How did he know it was from KFC, not Red Rooster?
Dirty Mick might have to get back to us.
Fucking Dirty Mick, like fucking...
Where did he say it? From Melbourne?
From Melbourne.
Holy
he fucking
fuck.
Sounds like he's from Melbourne too, I reckon. So he's got that bit of a fucking bad the Melbourneite fucking sort of sound about him. But fuck me.
So that was the house cleaner. She come around to clean the house.
Some old mole, and then she decides she's going to clean the house and then then rock back up.
Like, I don't even know. Fuck Dirty Mick, you've blown. I don't know where to go with that.
Mate. If that's the first fucking call in,
Jesus Christ, where's this going?
I actually don't know where we go from this. Like,
actually, you know where we go from this is I need another drink after that. Fucking hell!
I'll go back to the fridge.
Dirty Mick fucking nailed us there.
Oh, that's if you can beat Dirty Mick's story, we're gonna have to get Patreon.
Yeah, that's
you can beat Mick.
Anyway, I've got some more. I think.
So you've obviously never had a house cleaner that's come in and
No. So he said at the start there he was at a share house. So obviously there was a few lads around.
So share house. So I actually have a fucking share house story. So.
Oh, do you?
So I was on living with 9 surfers. Mm? 9 surfers.
So 10 of yous in a house.
In a house. Yeah, and there, could have been 15.
So there's 9 surfers, but surfers. So can you surf?
No, I cannot.
So 9 surfers and one that can't.
The one that can't. The one country boy.
Right, keep going.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
So I only lived there for like 2 weeks and...
Because you couldn't surf?
No. Because I got a new girlfriend and then she said, no, you're not living here anymore. Right. So it was on Hedges Ave.
Mm-hmm.
And Surfers Paradise. And,
yeah, right.
So obviously a lot there, we were paying fuck all.
Yeah.
And we were up to sea.
How many beds are in this?
Oh,
three beds. And
I had my own bedroom, but it was because I wasn't there. I probably only stayed there like 3 nights, I reckon, for the 2 weeks that I was there.
It was just right.
Like fucking full on party. It had its own dance floor, fucking the whole lot. We were up to see
a bit going on
in the Yellow Pages for toilet paper.
Oh, no ways.
Up wouldn't to that... see in on the Gold Coast. You know when they had the two books, so you got your split books, so we're up to see.
I get that, but I'm imagining that would be like baking paper and just smear your shit all over your fucking freckle.
Like I said, mate, I was only there for 3 nights.
Holy fuck.
Mate, yeah, so it was...
I would...
There was a bit going on, and there was a bit going on all hours.
Like
it was fucking constant. So they actually did take me out surfing a couple of times, and I threw up in the waves, so out the back. I was fucking seasick. I think it was drunk too, so... Those guys do know how to fucking party, so...
Mm.
Yeah.
Well.
So that's my share house story. It's got nothing.
Fucking hell.
Dirty Mick.
Dirty Mick, I tell you what. That's the first. And, mate, I hope that's not the last.
Mate, I reckon he's got a few yarns on him, mate.
Righto. Next one. I think that's probably.
Let's roll with it.
Righto.
Lads, how the fuck are yous?
Good. Yeah, good.
Good. Matty here, ringing in a yarn for years. Yeah, hope he's got a tin, so strap the fuck in.
Yeah, mate.
Fucking, I need to have a little bit of a whinge about dealing with fucking flies. Now, we all deal with fucking flies. I'm used to flies from the country, you know, they're like living in Gowpoo and whatnot. But fucking, when you're on a work site and you got to go have a fucking piss... So, and the only choice you go sort of get sometimes is to go in those little fucking blue thunder boxes, little plastic portaloos.
Yep.
Fucking gone in there for a piss, you know. Righto, about to leave, and then you just sort of, you're just going about your day, and cunt, I just in fucking hailed a fly in one of those cunts.
Oh.
Could you fucking imagine? It just went straight down the gullet. Didn't even hit the fucking side. Cunt go in, and immediately I'd start fucking spewing. Like it was just a reaction. Couldn't help myself. Just started spewing in the fucking portaloo. But no little fucking fly came up. Everything else fucking came up. Didn't see that little fucking black motherfucker come up. So he just gripped onto the sides and he fucking stayed down there, which just made me spew more and more and more and more, which was fucked. Anyway, I've gone home, just traumatized, told the missus. And, you know, at the time she was pregnant, you know, dealing with morning sicknesses and whatnot, and she just started pissing herself laughing so fucking hard. She starts coughing, and then she just, out of fucking nowhere, in the middle of the laugh, spews in the middle of the fucking lounge room. On the fucking floor.
And still no fly.
So I had to deal with myself spewing on the day, and then I had to watch her fucking spew right in front of me. Fuck, it was a bit of a rough day, boys. But anyway, what do you do? Hope yous are fucking doing well. Thanks for what yous are doing. I love the potty. Keep it up, legends.
Fucking cheers, Matty. That's a fucking dead set ripper. So
fuck yeah.
Is that spew then? So you know when you spew and you fucking spew up carrot and fucking corn and you haven't eaten carrot and corn, does he then shit that fly out?
Well, it's got to go somewhere.
That's a raisin.
That's
It's got to be a raisin. Like, fucking, mate, that's, because you know, the old carrot and corn fucking,
when
you spew. And
100%.
I've never eaten carrot and corn in like 3 years.
It's always there.
Fucking, you spew on carrot and corn, but he can't get this fly out, so.
But he inhaled that. Now, I tell you what, I've got it.
Oh, as soon as that hits the back of the throat, I'm gone.
I can't handle that. But anyway, I've got a yarn. So, I've got the fucking most sensitive nostrils and snout that you would ever fucking come across, right? So as soon as he said fly, my nose just went into a fucking spasm because I can just imagine a fucking blowfly landing, not on the top of my nose, but like tickling on the...
A blowfly wouldn't get into my nose because it's quite tiny.
But
so
imagine a fucking bug or whatever, right? But I have got the world's most sensitive nostrils. And I'm just picturing, and I've done this. You got itchy nose now? Man, when I get something like a fly might come and fucking not even try and go up, just touch the outside of my nose, its legs or its fucking wings or whatever. Holy fuck, I go, for the next 10 minutes, I have got fucking tears, I've got fucking snot, I've got fucking, I'm not vomiting, but I've just got shit coming out of my snout, like, yeah. I've just got snot.
See, and no all it's done,
it hasn't even gone up, it's just tickled the outside. Yeah.
So when you're asleep and I get a little feather and just touch the outside of your nose, I'm doing that.
That's a no-no.
I'm doing it.
Oh, fuck, man.
I'm going to do it. Fucking cheers for that, Maddie. That's
holy fucking hell, Maddie.
Even had the poor old Mrs. Bjorn. Love it.
Imagine, yeah, and the Mrs. is pregnant at home. Oh, neck minute, fucking neck hell. Minute.
Actually, I've got a really good fucking video of my mates Bjorn. So remember, we were over in Fraser.
Yeah.
So
was this trip?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So remember Willie?
Yep.
So Willie, has got to do a few other little chores around the place. So there's a couple of places he looks after, but there's one that the septic system may have halted for a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah. So he has to go and stir it up a bit.
Oh.
So I'm actually going to go get a drink.
Oh.
And I'm going to send you this audio file of actually Willie stirring.
Oh,
because I haven't sent you this or showed you it.
So we want to play this, are we? Right.
I reckon we should play this.
I need to go for a piss anyway.
Off the back of fucking...
Yeah, I need to go for a piss.
Was it Maddie? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Thing. Yeah.
Righto, back on board.
Oh, fuck, that piss was good. Yeah. Do you want another tin?
Yeah, before we play this video that you just sent me, I definitely want another tin out of the fridge.
Why is it always my fucking shout anyway?
Oh, you're close to the fridge. Grab whatever you want, mate.
Right, yeah, I'm back.
Right.
You did say whatever I want, so I've got a hard-rated solo.
Yeah, get on the hard-rated, mate.
Fuck yes.
Here we go. Oh, yes. Go the rated. Oh, here we go. Dude. That one went for about 5 seconds.
I actually fucking start getting thirsty when that fucking voice comes around.
Exactly.
Yes. So anyway, off the back of fucking Maddie's story, and I actually haven't shown this to Steve because I actually, it's been fucking busy.
Yeah.
But so I've just sent him a video, so he'll play it for you and fucking rate this fucking...
This is a video file. Obviously, you listeners can't see it, but I'll play the audio.
So I'm actually going to paint the picture first. So it is Willie's over there caretaking septic systems and shit like that. So one plays up. Willie's got to go down and give it a little stir.
Declog it and stir it.
He's just got to give it a fucking stir. So there's obviously something's at fault. Now, Willie is a fucking really good shit stirrer. So we actually thought he'd be good at this. So I got the video out and...
Did the right thing.
And this is...
All right, I'll play it.
This is how it goes.
Let's play it. Oh, he's proper.
Come on, Willie.
Oh, there's vomit. Dude, he proper vomited then.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
And yeah, I can see he's stirring up the shit tank as he's doing that.
So he reckons he can't smell, but he said it was the feel on the poly pipe. Shit. So he reckons his nose. Because I said, put some Vaso in there.
He can't smell that.
Put some Vaso in there and then fucking do it. And he said, I can't smell. So it's just the feel of someone's turds up. And what I actually want to see. So that's obviously a little bit of poly pipe there.
Yeah.
I want to see some kid running around play the didgeridoo.
Oh, no ways.
Hopefully he puts it up.
Dude. So, yeah. We might have to put that up on socials one day Willie stirring up the septic tank and vomiting at the same.
Willie the shit stirrer.
Mm. Righto. So I'm going to go on to the next one. Yeah? You ready for another one?
I am, mate. Fucking looking forward to it.
I don't know what this one is, but let's go.
Well, lads, it's Willie. I'm going to tell you a shit story.
This is Willie.
Hearing a few shit stories on there. And it starts off like this. The old Fraser Island trip. As always, me mate turns up an hour early and I hadn't had a shit.
Right off the back anyway, of it, spewing.
That's all good. Rushes me, rushes me, rushes me. We get going, and I get to about Bow Desert. And I said, oh, fuck, I might have to have a crap. And he goes, oh, I don't think so. You're going to stop at Matilda when we get something to eat and fuel up.
Matilda, isn't that gimpy?
And,
that's gimpy. Oh, fuck.
We'll sort that out then. And I said, oh, no, 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 I think I really need a crap. Anyway, I get to Jimboomba. And I'm thinking, there's no way I'm making Matilda. So, fuck me. He goes, no, you're not stopping here. We're getting to Matilda. Anyway, we head off and we get going. We get to Logan Village. And there's a fucking servo there. And I think they've got to have a shitter. And you wouldn't fucking believe it. He wouldn't pull up, and he said the same thing. Dogs. We're going to Matilda.
That's fucking hours away.
Which was
away.
A big server up there just south of Gympie.
Yeah, yeah. That's hours away.
Anyway, a little bit longer.
No.
And I start sweating.
Oh, I fucking
cold sweat. This is fucking middle of winter, and I'm sweating my ass off.
Yeah.
I really needed a shit.
Willie needs to shit.
And then
he
goes, we're not stopping, cunt. And I've gone, bloke, I'm really going to shit. Anyway, story goes on a little bit longer. I get to about the Logan Hospital and we got fucking three people in this old Land Cruiser. Me mate Dog and Mort.
Dog and Mort.
Anyway. They go, did you fart? I said, no. I shit. Anyway, kept driving a little bit further. And they're all shaking their fucking head. And then he sees a servo and he starts to pull over. And I said, no, 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 cunt. We're going to Matilda. And so anyway, it was a great drive up to there.
Oh,
and every
no.
time it didn't smell, I just a hop up a couple inches off the seat and push back down again and got the smell happening. Anyway, that's my shit story.
Oh, fucking hell, Willie.
Thanks, boys.
We just spoke. That is Willie that I fucking go over to see on Fraser Island, and because you didn't actually fucking let me know that he'd bring in. So that's fucking gold. I've actually heard that story a few times from different people.
Yeah, yeah.
And didn't think it was real, but
that's straight out of the camel's mouth, that one.
Fuck, mate. That's
holy fuck. So we just played a video of him spewing, staring up the shit tank.
Neck minute.
And he's talking, oh, dude, he shit himself.
And then wouldn't get out. Just fucking.
Oh, well, yeah. Just fucking. Oh,
you'd do the same, wouldn't you?
Well, you, yeah. Well, you, yeah.
And I tell you what, I reckon now, if Willie says, I need to shit,
they're going to take him seriously, aren't they?
Oh, mate, they're pulling over in like fucking 3 seconds.
I can know they are. They're finding the nearest fucking shitter.
You fucking go.
You dirty fuck. But anyway.
Fucking Dog and Mort.
Yeah.
With his mate, Dog and Mort.
Sitting there fucking shivering in the winter because you got a shit.
I'm actually going to fucking hit Willie up, actually, because he's got some fucking great stories. There's a couple of good fishing stories, but I'm going to let him tell those ones.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
There's, the antics that these fuckers get up to, eh?
Righto, we'll move on from Willie. Fucking hell, Willie. I tell you what, good yarn.
Thanks, Willie. Fucking I reckon...
He sounds
when
like...
When he gets hats,
yeah,
I'm gonna give Willie
he out. Sounds like a man with many, many chats, so fucking keep him coming in, Willie. Good on you, mate. Whew. Righto, let's move on to the next one.
Stiff, Barney, happy Friday. It's been one of them weeks, you know. And I tell you what, it just makes me laugh. you know, the I'm going to call, let's talk about this entitled bullshit. I'm talking about the entitled little fucks that we have to deal with today. The young little cunts that have just come out of school. They're that entitled. You can't have them working for you now because it's just they're too entitled. They want their 15-minute breaks here and they half an hour break. They're entitled to this. They're entitled to that work. They're entitled to the fucking holidays. I think it all starts back when they're at school. And the teachers, they're giving them all these fucking certificates. Ah, little Johnny, hey, he's finally got to school for one whole week. Oh, let's get him a fucking certificate. Then little Mary comes dead last in a fucking running race. Oh, let's give her a certificate. Get up in front of the whole school and oh, let's clap for Mary. Oh, well done, Mary, dead last. Fuck's sake. Now it's fucking going to work. Pretty well now I've got to start writing certificates for employee of the fucking week, employee of the month. Pretty soon it'll be employee of the fucking day. Anyway, I don't know. Any business owner out there now, they know where I'm coming from. It's just hard to employ these little young fuckers. Anyway, over and out.
Fucking blow up.
That's a proper blow up,
mate. How fucking true, but he sounds like he's got a bit off his chest. So
Sounds like he had a bit going on.
So I also
that was from Uncle Tomo. He didn't Tomo. Say that, but on the on the recording there, it says from Uncle Tomo.
Uncle Tomo. Fucking, mate. Yeah, look, mate, I do hear you for these fucking entitled fuckers. And I was lucky enough to get fucking Employee of the Week last week too. So just to boil your piss quicker than a hotel kettle.
Oh, he sounds like he's got a bit going on. But he's got a bit there, eh? Like,
mate, how true, though? Fucking send in a couple of fucking more videos on the fucking Uncle Tomo's video. Voice recordings,
yeah.
On the entitled people that you work with.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, definitely.
Like, we've all got them.
Oh.
Mate, there is fucking so many.
I'll tell you what, he sounds like a bloke that's got plenty of yarns too, so I'm looking forward to hearing more about that. But yeah, like, he sounded a bit frustrated there with, I don't know, maybe he's got a lot of, sounds like he's got a lot of staff then.
Yeah, so I wonder what he does.
We don't even know what Uncle Tomo does.
Uncle Tomo does. Yeah, fucking fill us in, Uncle Tomo. Are you just pulling these ones straight out of school, fucking still wet behind the ears, or fucking are they just entitled?
Yeah. I think, Uncle Tomo, you need to get back to us a bit more. And fucking hell, a bit going on there.
He's got a good yarn about him.
It sounded like he nearly forgot to breathe there in the middle of it. He had to take a deep breath. Righto, that's good.
Nose and out through the mouth.
Right, I'm hearing you. I can definitely vent for you. I used to have a few staff on board there many moons ago, but my staff are pretty good. But I definitely feel like it's changed a little bit over the years. Yeah. With what Uncle Tomo is saying, because imagine turn the clock back, like 20 years or even 30 years ago when we were young fellas. I mean, you probably weren't a young fella then. I was.
Only like fucking 8 years old, younger than me, sir.
But it's different times, wasn't it? Different times back then.
Yeah, we turn up. You turn up to work whether you fucking that's a fucking clanger.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, we used to turn up with stamps on our arms.
Oh,
from the fucking nightclubs and shit. And now they're going to have a day off because they're hungover.
Used to wheel out of the clubs at 3 a.m. and drive straight, drive, fucking, but get straight to work.
Responsible fucking alcohol fucking intake.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, but stamps on the arm, like fucking, that's why. And that was like, you go through, like, pretty much saying now, like, when I go out, I need, like, a bloody GoPro so I can remember all the fucking shit that's happened through the night. Back then, you'd actually go back, I went to that club. That's right, I remember that. This club, and then this happened. Mm. And, yeah, so you'd have, like, a little story on your arm.
He sounds like a man that just gets in and get work done. Like, and I'm thinking I'm referring it back to the jobber knock you were talking about. Like, if you turn up to work and you're like, right, here's our day's plan. Let's fucking smash it out. Let's get into it.
Yep.
He sounds like a bloke that just wants to get shit done.
Get done.
And, if you get shit done, if you get it done, then, hey, we're done.
These little fuckers are going on.
They want their fucking 15-minute break here. They want to sit down for half an hour, an hour's worth of lunch.
Yeah.
And, like, fuck, you could be. So I'm feeling your pain, mate, because actually with my work, I don't actually stop. I grab a fucking drink out of the fridge and keep going.
Yep.
I might sit down for 4.5 minutes and have my lunch and then back into it. But, yeah. Anyway, I don't know. That's today's.
We're feeling you.
Yeah, we're feeling you, Uncle Tomo. So, mate, great chat there, Uncle Tomo. I'm sure we want to hear some more anyway.
Fuck yes.
Mate, well, that's wrapping it. Let's wrap it up. Let's keep this one nice and tight, nice and sharp, because we've got to get out of here soon. We got a bit on tonight, don't we?
We certainly do.
So, mate, great catching up again with you tonight, Barney. Fucking great episode. What else you got? What's next week for you? Not a lot of nothing.
There's nothing, mate. I call this paying the toll.
This what?
Paying the toll.
Oh, yeah?
That's what I call this. So I've had a fucking great couple of last weeks off to Fraser. Be back to Fraser in another couple of weeks. So all fun things come, and then you've got to pay the toll. So it's sitting at home, probably mowing the lawns.
Yeah.
Working on the daddo.
Yeah, excellent.
Working Saturday. I actually got to work Saturday.
Hey?
Yeah, I got to work tomorrow.
Oh, I've got to work tomorrow too. But yeah, I mean,
you work every Saturday.
Yeah, I only do a couple of hours.
Yeah, I'm starting at like 3:45.
Oh, righto. Yeah, well, we need to get out of
here. Yeah, we actually do need to wrap this up, mate.
Righto, so
fucking awesome catching up with you again.
Yeah, actually, mate, cheers for that. Thanks for tonight, mate. It's been good. It's been good to get out of our heads again and back into the shed. And of course, lads, if you want to join in with the fun that we're having tonight on any episode, then send in your rant, send in your voicemails to theladspoddy@gmail.com. Now that is theladspoddy, P-O-D-D-Y, @gmail.com. Keep it to 2 or 3 minutes, and just send it in. We want to hear what's going on in your life.
Yeah, there is a couple there that you said we can't play.
Yeah, there's been a – listen, of course, there's been a couple sent in that I can't play due to – there's been some names named.
Yeah.
And we don't want to get
– we can't play those ones or there was one there from Dirty Mick.
I think that'll be right to play.
You reckon?
Yeah, yeah.
You can play that?
We'll play that again in another episode. No,
yeah. But we do have to go, so I'm going to fucking sign out. See yous, bye.
Righto. It's been great. Catch yous later. Come on, let's go. I don't know what comes next, but I couldn't care less. I refuse to be